Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Our show is here for the entire week, living in this mansion for our family vacation. We all live in the same house for an entire week. And we love each other almost as much as we never did before.
I can't wait to leave, y'all, be honest with you.
Really?
I'm
so negative.
Why? I've really enjoyed our time together.
Is it because you don't have sunglasses?
I haven't even seen you the entire time we've been here.
That's what I mean. And this weekend, we're all going to go to a movie theater together.
Please.
Wow.
Because I got those out here.
All right.
So let's play Ticket or Skip It. We'll start off with The Heat. Could we call this a female buddy movie?
It is a female buddy movie.
I love Sandra Bullock when she plays like government people. Like, I love her in Miss Congeniality as the FBI girl. And she's in the FBI again. And her sidekick is Melissa McCarthy.
Man, I love when Melissa McCarthy plays Melissa McCarthy's character from every movie.
I know, man. She's got it down pat.
I will see Melissa McCarthy in any movie where she's not playing an overweight, ambiguously lesbian loudmouth. As long as she's not doing that.
She's still funny with it. I'm still not super sick of it yet.
You're not?
Not yet.
To me, it's like wedding cake.
This might be my last one.
How much can you have?
A lot. I can have a lot of wedding cake.
Then
you'll want a ticket this
week. I am excited about this movie. I found out that so much of it is improv'd, and it kind of threw Sandra Bullock off her game a little bit, but she caught on, and I think it's going to be so awesome. I heard they're already working on the sequel.
Already?
It hasn't even hit yet.
That's a little bit of a gamble, isn't it?
That's because it's just so great.
Here's a reality show idea. Put me, Melissa McCarthy, and Kristen Wiig in a house together and see which one I kill first.
What?
Are you serious?
What's
in the world?
I don't get it, dude.
You've never said one negative thing about Kristen Wiig until
now. This goes to show, men hate funny women.
No, we don't hate them. We just like them in moderation.
And by moderation, we mean never.
No. Melissa McCarthy, you just give me all the Melissa McCarthy you want. You just feed me a steady dose of that little overweight chick, and I can just take all...
That overweight chick.
I hate to make this motion when I'm talking about Melissa McCarthy.
What are you doing right
there? Yeah, I don't know. I have
no idea. Is that her butt?
I have no idea.
Are you holding her up?
I have no idea.
Because you don't work out. I don't think you can do that.
Okay, maybe I should do it like
this. Yeah, clearly you didn't see what came out of that in Bridesmaids.
Oh. After that, Jesse James, she gets a free pass for me forever. Ticket.
In every movie she does, she shows us that she could do the splits.
It's a given.
So ticket.
Like Cameron Diaz will dance in the kitchen.
Yeah.
In every single movie.
Right.
Paul Rudd will have white boy dance in every movie he does.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm super excited about it, so I'm definitely going to ticket.
I'm a fan of Sandra Bullock. I cannot discount that. I watch The Blind Side on every flight that I take. Ticket.
I'm going to say I'm going to ticket, but I can never find anyone to go to a movie with me, so I'll probably end up just skipping it.
Next up on Ticket or Skip It, White House Down. Imagine you're a Capitol policeman, played by Channing Tatum, and you're walking around the White House because you just applied for a job, and all hell breaks loose. Ooh. And now you have to protect the president, played by Jamie Foxx.
What, a black president? Nobody's going to believe that.
Yeah. Paula Deen said she'll ticket this one if they just switch parts.
Did you see? Jamie Foxx is wearing Air Jordans throughout the movie.
The president is wearing Air Jordans.
Ticket the hell out of that.
I love this. This is sort of like the modern day Civil War. It's America fighting against itself.
Yeah.
And this is just like taking what happened against the North and the South to modern day with all the technology we have.
Well, who doesn't find that Civil War entertaining still?
Oh, man.
Well, I'm hoping Channing Tatum talks with a Southern accent. Ticket.
Does he take his shirt off at any juncture in the movie?
I'm sure he does.
They have to make it seem organic, so probably he'll have his shirt shot off of him.
And then he'll do that hip thrusting thing on the ground.
Yeah.
How does that go?
With the gun, you know, he's like that thing shooting people.
Well, if it looks like that, then skip it.
Any movie with a black president, you got my vote. Ticket.
White House Down. I thought that was about Clinton and Monica.
Oh, it's historical.
Here's another Kid Craddock in the Morning family vacation flashback. Sponsored by Subway's $4 lunch for everyone. Featuring fully loaded 6-inch subs like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara with all the fresh veggies you love. Plus a 21-ounce fountain drink.
Okay. We're going to play a popular game called Catchphrase. Okay, this is and water. So it's
oil.
Made with flour and it's you make
bread.
Make a sandwich out of it. Okay.
Okay. What you do when you get when you're ready to eat? You use your tongue.
Just pass, Al. Pass.
Taste it.
You're hungry.
Pass, Al.
Lips.
And almost.
Pass.
Okay, pass.
Thanks.
Keep listening for more Family Vacation Flashbacks sponsored by Subway. It's a fresh new way to enjoy Subway all day, every day. The new Subway $4 lunch. Kid Craddock in the morning. The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
All this week, Kid Craddock in the morning in Hollywood for our family vacation. It's our last day, and we now are focused on getting you here. Mm-hmm. We want you to be in Hollywood. Not with us, because we have to go home, but we'll just tag out and you tag in. So we've been asking you to listen for Kenzie's Cool California Mom Word of the Day, and then to put that in on Kid Nation each day and give yourself a better chance to win. Four trips were given away. One for Taylor Swift in L.A., then Selena Gomez here, then Pink, and also One Direction. And Kenzie's been announcing this every day. Thank you, by the way, to our sponsors, Southwest Airlines, Columbia Records, RCA, Disney, and 13 Management. Time to announce our four winners right now. Can I get a drum roll? Now, friends and family of Kid Craddock in the Morning, of course, are not eligible for these contests. The winner of the trip to see Taylor Swift in concert, Tiffany Chavez.
Yeah.
No relation.
Tiffany.
No relation.
Chavez.
No relation. I know how bad Kenzie wanted one of these.
No relation.
Is she going by Tiffany now?
No.
Is this your unborn daughter?
This is not my unborn daughter.
All right.
It's her middle name, Tiffany.
No.
The winner of the Pink trip to L.A. And these people are finding this out right now. They're hearing their names.
Hi.
How exciting. Annette Hesselschwart.
Yeah.
Annette Hesselschwart. You're going to see Pink in concert. So who gets to see Selena Gomez?
Selena.
Selena's. It is Crystal Barris. Way to go, Crystal.
Yay. Yeah.
You can shout that out, JC.
Shout out.
All right. And then for One Direction, a trip to L.A. to see One Direction for two. One Direction for two. Bethany Frankel. No. Oh, Bethany McKinney. You're the winner.
Shout out.
All right. Bethany McKinney. So Tiffany Chavez, Annette Hesselschwart, Crystal Barris, and Bethany McKinney are four big winners for Kenzie's Cool California Mom Word of the Day.
Nice.
You guys are going to Hollywood!
Woo! Yeah, buddy!
It's Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Craddock in the Morning.
Kid Craddock in the Morning's family vacation. Now, this is pretty cool. Since I texted him on Monday, I just got a text from Dr. Phil.
Here,
it's Friday. He asked for the address.
Wow.
Dr. Phil is coming by the Hollywood Hills house to hang out with
us. Is he going
to
bring his daughter-in-law by chance?
I don't think he travels with her.
Please don't bring that up.
Yeah, JC.
I'm not bringing it up.
I hope Dr. Phil's not listening in the car right now. Oh, my gosh. You just ruined everything.
You know, sometimes you're traveling with family and stuff.
You ruined it for everybody. Dr. Phil will be joining the show in just a little bit with Kid Craddock in the Morning. We closed out the voting for the Impression Challenge at noon yesterday. Mm. We've checked with the Elections Board. There were no inconsistencies.
Okay.
There have been no formal complaints. We have
the
final.
I think it's 'cause we hadn't heard the results yet. You're going to hear some formal complaining.
We have the final results. I will give them to you in this order.
Oh.
Because first and last are the most important. I will save those till the end. There will be two names left, and one of them will have been first, and one of them will have been last. I will give you the middle right now.
Wait, you're going to leave the first and last together?
In fourth place, out of a possible five, a score of 2.9, Jenna.
Yay.
You did not finish last, Jenna.
That's not the worst, I know what that means.
Some might argue.
I know what that
means. Hey, like I always said in competitions like this, you don't have to be the best. You just got to be better than Al.
You got to fit in there.
In third place, just 0.2 of a point ahead. Third place, right solidly in the middle of the pack. That's where you want to be. Not first, not last. You want to be third.
Yeah.
And the winner of third place is...
I wonder who.
Yeah, right.
Kelly Raspberry.
Thank you.
I want to thank all my fans. Without you, my fans, I wouldn't be in third place.
Kelly,
right smack
you're...
dab in the mediocre middle. Thank you,
I'm so
fans.
Excited. I must have moved way up.
Oh, thank God.
That's awesome.
I am so relieved. I'm fine. Everybody drinks at the after party.
So,
I'm so happy.
Whoa.
All right.
Jenna came in fourth. Kelly came in third.
Oh, boy.
That leaves first, second, and fifth in second place.
Mm.
And not the winner of
second
the Impression Challenge.
The
with a 3.8 score.
JC.
And a temporary lead. JC, second place.
Oh, what did I say I was going to get? I told you I was going to get 3.8.
Oh, come on.
That means
I went for first to last.
That means there are two of us left.
Oh, don't tell me I went for first to last.
Now, I was begging on the air yesterday after I tried to do the voice again. I was begging you guys to make me last. Oh. Make me last.
Why?
But you could have been doing a psychological trick.
Did they listen to me and make me last? Or did they somehow reverse that and say, oh, kid's being so nice, let's make him first? Is it going to be Big Al and a terrible fall from first to worst?
If I went from first to worst, I'm jumping in the pool. In
Are
fact,
you?
Either way, I'm probably jumping in the pool.
All right. In first place,
oh, God,
with a final score of 4.1 out of 5,
wow,
for his celebrity impression, the winner is Big Al Matt.
Oh, I won!
Wow.
I'm jumping in the pool.
I came in last.
Go, Al.
I'm jumping in the pool.
Go.
I'm jumping in the pool.
You don't have to take off your shirt. We don't need to see that. No, we don't.
Oh,
we don't
my God.
Really,
oh,
really,
oh,
we don't.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, Lord.
Don't pass a gym on the way.
Wow.
Wait, Al can't swim, and he jumped in the deep end.
Uh-oh. Al.
I'm not getting him.
All right, I'm gonna hug Kelly.
Why?
No,
thanks to you being the bit killer, I have completely gotten out of maybe the most humiliating
Absolutely.
Punishment ever.
No worries.
Thank you. I love you.
Welcome.
I'll never doubt you again.
Why don't we do it anyways? You know, just kind of make it right.
Well, there's nothing. We decided that the punishment was just coming
Al
in last.
Al Kid Craddock out there in Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah. So, you know, it's all good. And I have a new frame of reference because Big Al kind of saved my life in the kitchen the other day. And I'm so happy that he won. I was choking. And Big Al slapped me on the back, propelling a piece of steak out of my mouth.
So there's nothing.
How could I be upset that the man who saved my life just finished first? Not that happy about being last.
I can't.
Oh, give Kid a big old hug.
Oh, I hate you so much.
Oh, no.
Wow. Ew. Yeah, all right. All right. Thanks,
Al. Oh, man.
Thanks.
That is just a weird...
Al, but here's the sad...
That was my punishment.
Here's the sad truth. You won, but there's no prize.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't
just the
care.
Satisfaction of victory,
I
right?
I don't even care.
You deserved it. You really put in a lot of time.
See, maybe that's why he won, Kelly. It's karma, because you only want to win if you get something. Remember when her suggestion for the contest is, how about a massage paid for by the Kid Craddock Show? That was her idea.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, Al, the fact that you just wanted the thrill of victory... With no reimbursement.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah. Congratulations,
Al.
Big Al won his contest.
18 years.
As the, I don't know if I can say this out loud without laughing, as the best celebrity impressionist on the show, Big Al Mack.
So now my record is 1 and a whole lot.
Yeah, well, you tried.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
I know I should be upset that we do the one in-house challenge every year on the family vacation, and for the first time ever, I came in dead last.
Dude, but be happy for me. I won. I finally won. It's been 20 freaking years.
I can't be mad.
I don't know how he did it.
Oh, yeah.
This is exciting, Al.
Hey. Oh, my God.
What?
What are you guys doing?
Dr. Phil.
You came to congratulate me, didn't you?
Hi.
What's going on, man? Grab a mic.
Yeah, mic right here.
Hey, man.
This is my good friend from Dallas, Dr. Phil McGraw, you
my
guys.
Good
Yay!
That's actually why I'm here. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Dr. Phil.
Al, what's up?
What's up, Doc?
I texted you Monday, but I had no idea you would actually come by. That's amazing.
Well, I'm actually here on official business.
Oh.
How did you get in this neighborhood?
We
you had to have Kelly lease the house because you could not have leased the house.
Well, Al and I don't have the credit for it.
Not credit.
No, they wouldn't let you lease the house.
No credit check. No.
Wait a minute. Are you the landlord or something?
No, but I'm one of the neighbors here.
Oh, I had no idea.
And people are bitching to hell. Wouldn't have it.
Oh, you know what? Tell those fancy Academy Award winners to calm down. We're fine.
You guys need to. This is a respectable neighborhood.
Somebody people really complained.
Who's
about
complaining?
Somebody,
there a whole group of people have complained.
But they had to start somewhere.
Well, it's not me. I'm not the point on this. There is one person, but it's not. But let me tell you, a lot of people are upset.
Well, the one person is what matters to us.
Right.
You know, somebody started this against us.
Yeah. So I'm going to give the name up, right?
Will you?
Yeah. So you can put it on the air.
I mean, I just want to know what Fuddy Duddy out here is probably like. Somebody old like Jack Nicholson or something.
Okay, so I'm going to walk into the biggest syndicated radio show in the country. Give up a name so you can doggone him on the air.
Right.
All right.
It's got to be Betty White or something, right?
Yeah, it's got to be.
Right. No, she can't hear that well.
Just tell me where the first complaint came from. Just the
I'm
first complaint.
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
Come on, Dr. Phil.
You, but
Dr.
trust
Phil.
Me, it's a lot of people. Kelly.
Pretty please.
You've got some fetching up here. You know you guys are rowdy. You're making too much noise.
There's a little partying going on
There's
in
a
here.
Yeah, a little party.
Dude, we got a big are you even here? You don't even live here.
We do this week.
Mm-hmm. Can we visit?
You can visit if you don't keep everybody up, wake everybody up early in the morning, for God's sake.
He is the master of distraction. We have to find out who this is.
You ain't finding it out for me.
All right, listen, Kelly, hit on him again. I think he'll give it up.
Please, Dr. Phil.
No.
We're going to tell him.
Look at those eyes, Dr. Phil. No, you can't say no to that.
You got your dress is up too high to get me to give up this.
Please, Dr. Phil.
Come on now.
Did that do it?
That was the Robin cam.
Almost spit it out, right?
I think we're going to have to blur that on TV.
Yeah. See, I've become part of this now. I don't want to be part of this.
they
sent me over here because in a meeting, I said, I actually know these people.
So you're already screwed.
And they said, so you go over there and calm them down. I said, well, why should I do it? I know these people. They said, because we don't want to associate with them.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Well, now, embarrassed. Because you know how I feel about celebrities. I hate it when a celebrity gets mad at us.
Yeah, we want to do our best to make amends. Can you please just, we won't tell anybody you told us.
I'll send a fruit basket.
Yeah. Who is it?
I'm not telling you.
All right.
I'll tell you.
Tell me, Dr. Phil.
All right, Kelly. It's Bieber. It's Justin Bieber.
Bieber.
I'm just telling you.
You're kidding me. That punk's been keeping us up all night, running his Ferrari
Racing
or Lamborghini
cars.
Or whatever.
You can't even hear the engine over you guys.
How bad of neighbors are we when Justin Bieber complains about you?
Jeez.
I'm ashamed.
He's very upset. I have to tell you, he's very upset.
Way to go, Big Twist.
Well, you got to I didn't do anything. If you don't agree with me, then some village out there is missing their idiot.
Oh, really?
I am the king of all impressions. Wait, was that you doing an impression in front of the person standing here?
That's right.
Now,
I didn't know where to look. I was confused.
You might have heard when you walked in, we were mentioning that I came in dead last in our in-house challenge this year, which is the Hollywood Impression Contest. And I tried to do Owen Wilson, and I just stunk at it. And, he's a good Dallas guy. I thought I had him down. Big Al did Adam Sandler and won the competition.
It was horrible.
Big Al
and now
is the best impressionist on the show.
It's true.
Am I supposed to give a Why?
Well, Big Al, tell you what. How about this?
What?
Since I came in last and you came in first, how about double or nothing Dr. Phil impressions?
Yep.
Come on, kid, let him have it.
Yeah, let him have his win.
Well, this ain't my first rodeo, son.
Boom, what
you got?
Really?
Yeah.
So you thought that was okay?
Oh, yeah.
How's that working for you?
Well, no matter how flat you make a pancake, it's got two sides.
Well, you know what? You can't fart on a flat rock and expect to make grease.
Don't make me put your head in my blender.
Tell you, this is so lame.
It's like a tennis match.
This is so lame. I can't. I mean, I'm embarrassed for you.
Dr. Phil, are you aware how much Kid impersonates you on our morning show?
Why would you want to tell him something like that?
Yes, I am aware. You can't move around this country and not listen to him make fun of me.
So. He compliments me while he trashes me.
Yes,
how great is
right.
that?
That is a backstabbing compliment.
Now, we've been only here for a week, and you've been living out here for a while. How do you keep the Texas in you? How do you do it? All this gluten-free, no plastic bags in the store, Scientology. How do you keep any Texas in you?
Well, you have just offended almost everybody.
Right?
You offended everybody but the seals and the otters. Yeah. Somehow you left them out.
And the Texans.
Hey, listen, we always say don't ever ask a man if he's from Texas, because if he is, he'll tell you soon enough. If he's not, you'll just embarrass
him. He'll be too embarrassed to admit it.
That's right.
Exactly.
Look, I got to go. Sorry. Oh. I got to go.
Come on, Dr. Phil.
I've got the whole committee over here waiting.
But you barely got here.
I know, but I've got to go tell these guys that I talked to you. And
Phil, you're doing a great job on the Neighborhood Watch program.
I wish I could have been here on more pleasant missions.
Yeah, that's okay. I understand.
This. But I can tell them that you're going to...
Oh, we're going to calm it way down.
Yeah, I got every confidence that you will.
If you see fire coming out of here tonight, it just means we're all gathered around it singing Kumbaya.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, Kelly, it was
I'm
good
going
to see
with
you.
Dr. Phil.
It's good to see you.
Kelly's out of here.
Oh, you're leaving us?
Oh, does that mean I get Kelly's mic? Yeah.
I would plug your show, Dr. Phil, but if your ratings got any higher, I think your show would explode. There goes Dr. Phil McGraw.
With
and
Kelly.
Kelly Raspberry.
Sorry about that, Robin.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.